Hello, my name is Allison Corman, and welcome to my podcast, 10 Minutes to Less Suffering. And the name of today's podcast is How to Build Confidence in the Things That Truly Matter. And the other day, I was watching a clip of this spiritual teacher named Bashar, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but this woman asked him a question: how could I be a more confident person? How can I believe in myself more? And he responded that she was already confident. And she thought to herself, how could that be? I'm not. I don't believe in myself. And he responded, well, you're confident that you don't believe in yourself. You're confident you don't have what it takes. So you don't lack confidence. And then she laughed. And he went through a bunch of different examples of that. We have these traits in us. We have the traits of confidence. We have the traits of trust. We have all these traits within us, but we put them on the wrong things. We put them on things that are against ourselves. So this woman was very confident. She was just confident that she couldn't do it. She was confident she couldn't have the life that she wants. So he was kind of saying, well, what happens if you put that confidence on something else? You have the ability to fully believe in something, to be fully confident. And I don't know if you're taking this the way that I did, but it really gave me pause. Like, wow, she had that trait to totally believe in something, to support something. It just happened to be something that was against her. And so I sat and I thought about, well, what would happen if I took that confidence and you took that confidence and we bet on something else? Because we have the ability. We all know that. We've all been confident that we can't do something. We've all been confident that we're not good enough. We've all been confident that we're not worthy of love, that we're not worthy of that job. We've all been confident about things that don't put us in the greatest light, do not allow us to achieve our goals. What if knowing that we have that trait within us to be so sure about something and just put it on something else? And it might sound overly simplified, but it really flipped confidence on its head for me. It made me feel stronger. It made me feel like, hey, I can be confident. And I choose what to be confident in. That's the trick. We are choosing it. Not the world, not our circumstances, us. We can't ask the world to make us feel confident when we have that trait already. And just like anything else in our lives, that we are the creator of our lives. We are the creator of our path. We decide whether or not we're going to be present and believe in infinite possibilities. We decide whether we're going to take our feelings and our thoughts and we're going to turn them into actions. So then we determine what we're going to be confident about. Then I started thinking about like a sports team. Why would we ever bet against our team? We would never go to our favorite sports team's game, whether it's football or baseball or basketball. We would never go there rooting against our own team. We would go there hoping that they could win. And sometimes when we're sitting there, we know we have to root for them in a way. So we turn it into confidence. Like, they're going to do it. They're going to win. I'm going to root for them. And even though we know some of their star players might not have as good a record as the other team, or maybe someone's hurt or injured, we're still going to root for them. And often we're still going to believe it can happen. We're all actually our own team. Like, why wouldn't we do that for ourselves? So after I heard this, I just thought about all the things that were bothering me, and I put my confidence on it happening. I put my confidence on me. And again, this might sound simplistic, but it really works. Why not be confident in it? Why be confident in the negative when you could be confident in the positive? And I even started to put maybe on there. I thought to myself, am I absolutely certain that I can't do this? Am I absolutely confident that I cannot get this book deal? Am I absolutely confident that I can't get this talk? Am I absolutely confident I can't meet someone new? No, I can't be sure of anything. I can't know anything. And because I was aware that I have confidence within me, I was like, well, maybe I could be confident about these things. Maybe I could put confidence on my abilities. Maybe I could put confidence on what could happen. Maybe I could put confidence that anything's possible. So it's maybe, And then on top of that, it's my confidence. And it just feels so much more powerful. It feels so much better to be confident in my abilities and that it's going to happen. And then partner with maybe and realize things could happen a different way and realize that life is filled with infinite possibilities. And through my confidence and through maybe, I will find my way. Even if it's things I didn't expect, I might enjoy and love them. So let's give this a try. You are a confident person. You just might be confident in the wrong things. Why be confident that you can't do it when you have the choice to be confident then you can? Because you don't know the future. And that's what's so great, integrating maybe with your confidence. So how can you practice this? Let's say you're afraid that you can't do a good job at work. Let's say you're afraid you won't get the job. Let's say you're afraid that you won't meet someone new. You are not confident that these things could happen. But you know you have confidence in you because you're confident about the negative instead of the possibility. So then you ask yourself, am I absolutely certain I can't do it? Am I absolutely certain that I can't find that job, that I can't keep the job, that I can't meet someone new? No, you can't be certain of anything. So you can't be confident that it won't happen. And if you have this trait of confidence, of knowing something, being able to act on it, believing in it so deeply, maybe you could be confident that you can. Because maybe it will happen. And maybe you'll do well in your job. And maybe you'll find a new job. And maybe you could still fall in love. Infinite possibilities exist because you don't know the future. So what happens if you put your energy on it? Your confidence on it? And remember, confidence is not saying you know it's going to happen. Confidence is believing in yourself. Believing that it's possible. Believing in your abilities. Why not? Why not root for your team? Life has maybe, and you have the trait of confidence. It makes total sense to me, but I more than hope it makes total sense to you. Again, you have the trait of confidence. You have a choice where you put it. Life has maybe. Why would you not root for yourself? Why would you put your confidence in places that do not serve you? Why would you ever go against your divine right to be here? Your divine right to create, and the fact that you can't know what happens tomorrow, and it's filled with infinite possibilities, and you could also be confident of that. So again, I hope you think about this. I hope I explained it clearly, because it's this new idea that I've been thinking about. But I like feeling more confident about myself. I like to remember it. I like to remember it's a choice, and I love integrating it with the idea of maybe. So I hope you give it a try and let me know how it goes. Because you do have what it takes to create the life that you want. And you do have what it takes to have joy and less suffering and less stress. And there are many ways to be okay. And the unexpected doesn't mean that it's bad. And for all we know, maybe the best is yet to come. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you could email me at alisoncarman.com. If you'd like to buy my books, The Gift of Maybe or Year Without Men, they're available at all major bookstores and online retailers. And if you'd like to listen to my new audiobook for The Gift of Maybe, it's available on all major audio platforms. And if you're interested in purchasing the Maybe cards, which is an amazing way to practice the Maybe mindset, or if you're interested in my new Maybe digital journal, they're available on Amazon, Etsy, and my Stand store on Instagram and TikTok. They are really amazing, and it's just my favorite way to practice Maybe. And most of all, if you like this podcast, I hope you subscribe and leave a comment.